is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Johnny Ray will tell us about a government bureaucrat who hates e-cigarettes. And is it going to be an article from him or about him?
It's about what he said.
All right, so we'll get into that here in a little bit. Your call's welcome at 855-450-FREE. Ian, Mark, Johnny Ray all here. We'll take your calls about anything. You can also join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Couple updates for you here. Number one, the story about the judge who has, he's in trouble now, and he's been sentenced for conspiring with private prisons to sentence juvenile offenders to maximum sentences in return for bribes and kickbacks from his buddies in the private prison industry. The story is from examiner.com. Pennsylvania Judge Mark Ciavarella Jr. sentenced to 28 years in prison for the conspiracy, also ordered to pay $1.2 million in restitution. In the private prison industry, the more time an inmate spends in the facility, the more of a profit is reaped from the state. Ciavarella was a figurehead in the conspiracy in the state of Pennsylvania, which saw thousands of young men and women unjustly punished and penalized in the name of corporate profit. According to AllGov.com, Ciavarelli's cases from 2003 to 2008 were reviewed by a special investigative panel and later by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and was found that upwards of 5,000 young men and women were denied their constitutional rights, and therefore all of their convictions were dismissed and they were summarily released. During his sentencing, Ciavarella was defiant, claiming he had broken no laws and claimed the money he had received was a legitimate finder's fee. But I guess the judge in that case disagreed. It's now 28 years in prison for Mr. Mark Ciavarella Jr.
Seems like this is this story's been going on a long time. I remember, you know, the sort of turning over and turning over a couple of different times. I remember when we broke this, probably been a couple of years ago.
A couple of years, yeah.
But, this doesn't make people very comfortable with the whole judicial system where people are, where judges are getting kickbacks for kids being sent to prison, to, youth homes or whatever.
Well, yeah, and again, you have to wonder what else has this judge done in his likely decades of service. The picture here, he looks like an older guy, so he's been at this judging thing for a long time. What other sort of back-scratching deals has he cooked up over those years?
In the last segment, we were talking with a caller about his love for the jury system over, and I think what he was saying was he prefers the jury system over other systems around the world. And I think that this is correct, right? Like, the English common law system has been shown sort of to be the best as far as most moral system out there. But I think it needs a lot of work because the juries are respecting guys like these judges. I mean, you got to admit, the judge is the referee, and the referee really matters in a game. It's going to be a rare situation where a jury stands up to a judge and says, you're a bad guy. The whole judicial system's corrupt. It's centered around, this jury system, which is supposed to hold everybody in check, and it does none of that. I think that the best I can come up with is we need competing judicial systems. We need a system where people...
Sir, that's unconstitutional.
Well, it probably is unconstitutional. Yeah.
Some sort of radical change like that to the system would likely be overturned by the judicial system.
Absolutely. Judicial system's a monopoly, and monopolies are, very quick to not want competition. But we have seen arbitration organizations come up.
It's true.
In civil
disputes. Usually agree to an arbitrator in most kind of cell phone contracts, for instance. Lots of contracts that you'll sign just to get some sort of thing to do business, credit card, cell phone, whatever. Usually you're agreeing to arbitration clauses in there.
And I don't trust civilians in the jury system to decide what the best punishment for a crime is or decide who's guilty and who's innocent. No, I don't.
I want to be able to trust. I want a jury to evoke thoughts of compassion towards the accused. I want them to be, judicious. I want them to carefully consider the evidence.
Well, then why don't we have brain surgery by jury? Why don't we have rocket science by jury? What do we want uninformed, uneducated people doing an important job for? Come on. I mean, this is something...
Well, the ideas are supposed to be your peers.
This is inculcated. This is about as... this makes about as much sense as red, white, and blue cupcakes making you patriotic. It doesn't make any sense at all. The fact is, what we need is we need professionals competing for our business in the area of justice.
Yeah, that's a big change you're proposing.
It's a huge change.
In the meantime, between now and that utopian sort of vision for the future, I'll continue focusing my efforts on the existing juries and attempt to share with them the idea of jury nullification.
How's that gone?
It's, you know, people are very happy to take the information from me. I normally will go out in front of a courthouse. I'll be doing it probably in a couple weeks here.
For how many years have you done this?
A few years. Several, maybe?
Several years you've been going out.
I started doing it when I was in Florida. So,
well, I mean, but you've done it every single jury.
Almost. There was one last month where they changed the jury date the week of, and I didn't find out until it was too late.
Your dedication is unimpeachable.
I've done my best.
Yeah.
To reach every possible potential juror with the information about jury nullification.
And so far, with your knowledge, which is pretty good of what goes on in Keene courts, have you seen one nullification in the several years you've been doing
it? That's the thing. I don't do the checking, so I don't know. I would have to rely on someone to tell me, oh, hey, I nullified someone's verdict, which, of course, there hasn't been any contact information at nhjury.com until just recently. I just recently took over the website and added some contact info to it. So there would have been no way to actually reach me with any of that information.
I'd love to know if there was one single not guilty
on the street. The other thing is, a lot of cases don't ever make it to a jury, so it's pretty rare that a jury gets selected here, number one. And number two, a lot of those cases aren't necessarily cases where nullification should be made.
Sure.
Because it might actually be violent crime.
Several years you've been doing this, yeah. And at this point you have no knowledge of a single nullification.
Not necessarily directly from my outreach. We do know that the Pete Nedamo case out of Greenfield, Massachusetts was a nullification by jury.
Yep.
We know that one.
One guy, not in this state, managed to do it. And that was there jury nullification outreach at that event?
I believe there was.
Okay, great. That's awesome to know that there was one guy that was in a different state that might have...
So it can happen.
I'm not saying it can't. I'm just saying that, look, what my experience is that people do what they're told. That they do what they're told by experts. And
it's
true.
The man in the robe says, you need to do this. So they do it, even though the information they're being given. And by the way, not only in New Hampshire have we given out information to jurors, but we've also, in certain cases, explicitly given the jury information about jury nullification during the case. So normally, if it's not a case involving an activist who's been targeted, like, say, friend of the show Rich Paul, in Rich Paul's case, he had a defense attorney who specifically talked about jury nullification to the jury. We can do that here in New Hampshire. In most states, it's illegal for you to talk to the jury about nullification as a defendant or an attorney. So in those cases, even where the jury was given even more than just a flyer, they were given specific detail about jury nullification during the trial where they had their entire attention on the person giving them that detail. They still convicted the activist in those cases.
Yep. Sorry, I don't trust these people.
It's really disappointing to see this happen.
I don't trust
again and again.
Over and over again, I see the police involved in planting evidence. Over and over again, I see prosecutors hiding evidence. Over and over again, I see judges on the take. I see jurors on a regular basis deferring to the authority of these people. I'm sorry, I just can't trust this system at all.
Let's go to David. He's in Virginia listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson. Hey, David.
Fellas, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I was listening to you talk about this juvenile court judge. We have similar, well, I think we have similar problems down here in Virginia. Let me tell you a quick story. Virginia actually tried to throw me in jail one time for 4 months for paying my child support in advance. It's illegal to pay your child support in advance in Virginia.
Wow.
So they charge you with failing to obey a court order because your court order probably doesn't allow you to pay it in advance.
David, I want you to hang on and tell us the rest of your story here in a moment. We're going to come back to you. 855-450-FREE. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, we will take your calls if you make them about whatever is on your mind. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. You can enjoy them all for free. Archives and more, freetalklive.com. Sherry's Berries is back with Free Talk Live, and you can get giant freshly dipped strawberries that's dipped in white chocolate, dark chocolate, and milk chocolate as well. From Sherry's Berries, just for $19.99. There's some shipping costs going to be added into that as well, but you get to choose on which day you'd want delivery. Do you want to deliver these things on Mother's Day? I believe they offer. Do they offer that on Sunday? Do they offer Sunday?
Oh, yeah, they'll deliver it on Mother's Day.
That's amazing. That's just the level of service is incredible. Now, you can also deliver it earlier than that if you'd like to save a little bit of money on the shipping. These things come cold, by the way. You open up this box from Sherry's Berries, and it's been shipped to you quick. I believe they're using overnight shipping. So what you pay for the shipping is actually pretty good considering how fast they ship these berries. I mean, they're
delicious.
Yeah, they come out of the shop. They're delicious. They're coated in chocolate and decorative swizzle chocolate chips or nuts. My personal favorite's the white chocolate, but it's really hard to pick a favorite.
You're going to want to eat at least two of each just to make sure. Just to come to the conclusion.
Right. And so, again, you can get the giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for just $19.99. That's over 40% savings. But I would recommend you go ahead and double the berries for $10 more. You are not going to want to get half the half order. You're going to want to get the double order because once you have three of these berries, you're going to want to have three more, and then you're going to want to have three more. And at some point, you should stop yourself just so you can have some more berries for the next day. That's kind of what I have to do, is because it would be so easy to just continue eating them.
Yeah, you're going to eat yourself like sort of, you know, it's your tummy. You're going to eat. Awesome. Your tummy's going to be sort of upset if you eat as many as you want to.
What you need to know is the discount code. So use code FTL when you place your order. That also helps us get credit for sending them the business. Berries.com, BERRIES.com. Click the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL. Go to berries.com. Mother's Day coming up. Is it next Sunday?
Well, it's not the next Sunday. It's the Sunday after next.
That's what I'm always confused about how to say
it's
that.
It's the second Sunday in May. Yeah, I agree with you. That is confusing.
Second not this Sunday. Coming Sunday, but second. The following Sunday.
That's correct.
So you've got a little bit of time to get the order in, but better to just get your order in now. Again, you can schedule the delivery dates. It's not like you have to target a certain time for ordering this. Just go right now to berries.com, click the mic, type in FTL, and get that special deal. Remember, you can double the berries for just $10 more over top of the $19.99 regular price. And, again, use code FTL at berries.com. The deal, by the way, expires, this Friday at midnight. So you do have a limited time on this one.
Indeed.
All right.
Well worth it. Upgrade.
I love it.
Spend the extra 10 bucks.
I'm a huge fan. I'm so glad Sherry's Berries is on board with Free Talk Live. Let's go to back to David in Virginia, listening to Mount Jackson's WSVG. David, you were saying you got a contempt of court situation because you were under orders to make child support payments. You made one early, and apparently the judge...
4 months early.
Yeah.
Several early.
You made a payment early, and apparently that was against the judge's order, so they came after you. Go ahead and tell us more.
Well, yeah, and you know, I got divorced, I think, in the middle 80s, and when I was starting to pay child support, I was unaware that it was illegal to pay your child support in advance in Virginia. And in fact, I started doing that because I had seasonal work. So I paid a lot more when I had the money and didn't pay during those months. I wasn't charged with contempt of court for missing payments. I was charged before I started to miss because I was making multiple payments. And so a judge attempted to put me in jail for 4 months. Fortunately, a circuit court judge in a new trial said, well, this is stupid, and dismissed it.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, a legislator in 2006 here in Virginia introduced legislation to make it specifically legal for you to pay in advance, and it was killed in committee. So it remains illegal in Virginia to pay your child support.
What is the reason for this? Is there any kind of rationale?
Oh, yeah, it is financial. I did not know this when I first started to pay child support, as I know most people probably are unaware of this, but there are tons of federal financial incentives paid to the state merely for collecting child support. The incentive rate for current child support is 66 cents. So... you know, for every dollar that you put in, the federal government gives the state government 66 cents to go into its general fund. And, of course, when Virginia started collecting support, they also, to recoup monies for those children who were on welfare, they discovered that those incentives were weren't limited only to children who were on welfare. So they started collecting everybody's support. They enacted a statute that all child support
must go through Virginia.
Has to go through Virginia. But the kicker is, so to me it's a conflict of interest for Virginia to even set child support amounts, because the higher they set the support, the more money and incentives they get. But what I found out later when this thing happened, when they tried to put me in jail, was Virginia wants you to fall behind, as do all state agencies who collect child support. They want you to fall behind because if they collect back due support or the interest that states charge, the financial incentive rate for the feds rises to 90%. So for when I started to fight them after they put me in jail, when I just put the brakes on paying support at all, I found out that my $519 in child support that would be transmitted to DCSE, they'd cash my check, reissue it to my ex-wife in the whole amount, the federal government would give the state government $348 a month
collect
my support. Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, the judge thing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, I thought they ought to hang the guy. But there is, you know, it's not just private jails who are collecting money. I mean, the way it works here in Virginia, the state government pays the local government to hold people in jail here. So in a lot of jails in Virginia, the highest jail population are not criminals. They're people charged with civil child support offenses, because the sentence in Virginia mandates that they have to stay in that jail for up to 12 months. So they don't get good time credit. They don't get anything like you would if you were an actual criminal. You get day for day credit on your
sentence. So load up the jails with people late on child support, marijuana smokers, people doing other things that don't have a victim, prostitution, gambling. Load up the jails with these people and just keep rolling the money out. I mean, it's just an endless
prison,
money train.
Prison industrial complex.
Thank you, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Go ahead. Well, I just wanted to say I'm pleased, because I was an early adopter of you guys. I used to listen to you on stream here before SDG picked you up. I'm impressed that you're getting mainstream talk radio sponsors like Sherry's Berries. That's very cool to me.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. Well, because they're delicious. And thank you for the call, David. I appreciate
it.
Hey, since he brought it up, you can go to berries.com, type in code FTL after clicking the microphone in the top right, get yourself a heck of a deal on some delicious berries.
Yeah, if you think it's great that Sherry's Berries is advertising on Free Talk Live, please support us.
I like a good gift that you can eat, and this is a darn good one.
It is a good one.
We'll come back with more here on Free Talk Live. You take control.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family, only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You may Skype in. The username that you'll need to connect to is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request over. It will be approved. It'll be easy for you to get on Free Talk Live via Skype from that point forward.
If you want to get some Bitcoins, the place to do it is CashInTheCoins.com. Now, CashInTheCoins.com, I know, is going to be making some big announcements here in the near future, but they're still easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and I say it every time because I mean it. Customer service is their top priority at CashIntoCoins.com. I've done a lot of business with CashIntoCoins.com, and I have always been pleased with the outcomes. They've got great rates. You can actually donate some of your fee to charity, and as always, orders under $40 carry no fee. It's CashIntoCoins.com to get Bitcoins. You've been hearing about them. This is the way to do it. CashIntoCoins.com.
I bought $100 worth of Bitcoin from CashIntoCoins.com. Started the process yesterday.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Went to the bank, got a cashier's check. You take a picture of the check and a picture of your ID and email that to CashIntoCoins. Then you mail the check.
The check.
And a copy of your ID to CashIntoCoins. And I'm not sure when along the process there you get the Bitcoins. It hasn't happened yet. I haven't put that check in the mail. But
well, the cashier's check is... You know, it's good stuff. I mean, you know, you're safe with a cashier's check as far as the business goes. Yeah. So I would imagine just as soon as they receive it, you're probably going to get your Bitcoin.
Yeah. Cash into coins is a good option for me now because I'm not sure if some of my local sources are willing to sell Bitcoins at these low, low prices.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are feeling. And you've got to do business in Bitcoins if you want Bitcoin to continue to go up. It has to be used as a currency. That's what it is. If it doesn't have a utility as what it is, then it's not going to go up in value. CashIntoCoins.com.
All right. We'll continue, of course, with your calls and thoughts on the way here. Johnny Ray is going to tell us about the CDC director who hates e-cigarettes. We'll get into that story. Plus, millennials have historically low levels of trust in government. Let's go first to Adam. He's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to just scream at my TV and my radio because they've been talking about nothing but the NBA owner.
Yes.
The racist owner. But you know what? Okay, he's a racist guy. Okay. But why? Why does it need to be like wall-to-wall coverage? Like, why? I'm still waiting for the mainstream media to start talking about drone strikes that are killing innocent people every day. Or not every day, but you know what I mean.
Well, it's going on all the time, no doubt about it. Actually, there was a really interesting response by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on this one. I thought he really did the old sky hook on it. He did a great job and really summed it up as far as I was concerned. Here's a quote from it. "So if we're all going to be outraged," the former NBA star wrapped up, "let's be outraged that we aren't more outraged when his racism was first evident." Because this guy had charges of not letting people get housing based on completely on their race, saying things like black people smelled and attract vermin.
Oh my gosh.
And so this is years ago. Well, not years and years, but years ago. Not a surprise here. "Let's be outraged that a private conversation between people in an intimate relationship is recorded and publicly played. Let's be outraged that whoever did the betraying will probably get a book deal, a sitcom, trade recipes with Hoda and Kathy Lee." I'm not sure who these people are. Kathy Lee Gifford, I think, as I've heard of this person. I don't know who these people are. "Soon appear on The Celebrity Apprentice and Dancing with the Stars." So
this guy had his conversations recorded secretly?
Yeah.
Yeah. As I understand it, there's another quote from here. Essentially, the girlfriend or ex-girlfriend decided that she was going to turn on him or something and sort of led him down the primrose path.
I can't say I feel bad for the guy. Sounds like a real jerk.
He's very old fashioned.
My question is this, though: he got a $2.5 million fine
from the NBA.
From the NBA,
okay.
And
he's banned from the NBA.
He's banned from going to an NBA event or anything to do with the NBA for life. And it all seems like what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says here is this is disingenuous. You know, when the crimes committed against basketball players, we're all breathless with upset. When the crimes committed against ordinary people, and if we're going to call it a crime.
Ordinary black people, you mean?
Ordinary black people. I don't think it's a crime necessarily, but, in the rigorous sense of the term, I just think he's a real jerk.
Yeah, well, it's not a crime, but it's a violation of someone's humanity.
I mean,
to insult them or to look down on them because of the color of their skin. But Adam, you're saying you're sick of the coverage of this one story, that this has been the lead story. I really hadn't heard much about it, but then again, I don't listen to the news, so that's probably why. You're seeing this everywhere, though.
Well, Ian, I don't blame you, man, because I'll just say this: why is TMZ leading the conversation of this country? Why do I care about Justin Bieber and his Lamborghini or Ferrari, him driving drunk and drag racing in Miami or wherever it was? Why do I care about that? I care about drone strikes killing innocent people, innocent children in the Middle East that then leads to terrorism in this country. And that actually affects me because I might get blown up when I'm in line at the airport. I don't care about these racist people. They don't affect my life, but when somebody's over in the Middle East under my name, because I live in America, you live in America, they're killing people in our name. When people are bombed, they think Americans, American, Americans. I can't even go over to Egypt now and look at the Great Pyramids because of these jerks called the U.S. military, because of these jerks called the U.S. government. I can't travel outside of the country without worrying about being killed because I have an American accent. It disgusts me that TMZ leads the conversation in this country, and they shouldn't be, and that's why this country's so messed up.
The good news is you do have choices, and right now, RT.com, their front page, I don't see anything about the NBA story. You click on the USA section, and I don't see anything about the NBA story. So there are some places. Al Jazeera does have the NBA story on their...
He does say in this country, you are referring to foreign news organizations.
RT has an American division, as does Al Jazeera.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but is it? It's like calling Honda an American auto manufacturer. It's probably more accurate than calling Ford an American auto manufacturer, but it just doesn't feel right. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, these are the American news organizations.
No, I totally get the frustration, and what can you really do about it? You can go out there, you can make your own news, you can do your own independent reporting, you can, you know, focus on independent news sources that you find are more trustworthy or they're more worth your while, and I'm sure that you can find those that originate from here in the United States. I don't know, you know, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say which ones would or would not cover this NBA story, but maybe some of them would give it less coverage or coverage that would be more appropriate to your tastes. But yeah, ultimately, we're going to have to become the media if we want to correct this problem, because these Hollywood-esque news, I don't know if you can even call it news, entertainment news, whatever you want to call
entertainment
it.
Entertainment news.
This stuff sort of rules the roost around here in the United States.
I'm on the show right now that should be the mainstream because of the way you guys give coverage. I don't mind the fact that they're covering the story. It's just the amount, like you said, it's the amount of coverage. Mm-hmm. It's the wall to wall. It's just like back when Rush Limbaugh said something about some girl being a slut. Like, why was that the lead conversation? Like, that doesn't affect me in a major way. You know what I mean? Like, it's just there's so much other news that. There should be, you know, if they're going to cover something in a major way, it should be something that will affect me, and they're ignoring it or they're pushing it to the side on page 16, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you guys should be the, like, Free Talk Live, RT, that really needs to become the mainstream.
Well, Free Talk Live is not a news show in any way, shape, or form. Thank you for the call tonight, Adam. I appreciate hearing from you. But if we were the mainstream, then that would show a major shift in people's values and what it is that they find useful and interesting, right?
It'd be a lot harder to get on the air and talk, too.
The reason why it gets stories like this get the coverage they get is because people watch. You know? Is the news setting the agenda, or are they just giving people what they want? It's Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Here to take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. You just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnny Ray will share with us the CDC director's opinion about e-cigarettes. It's not very good, apparently. We'll get to that. Your calls welcome, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've been thinking about getting accepting Bitcoin at your business. Well, blockchain.com has your merchant solution, because there haven't been too many options up until this point for merchant solutions. Now, you could just go and, you know, install your regular blockchain wallet and accept payments that way, but the problem with that is if you use the regular blockchain app, which I have on my phone, you can send Bitcoins from that account too. If you're a merchant, you want to just be able to receive the Bitcoins. You don't want your employees to have access to your bank account.
You sure don't.
You know, maybe you trust your employees, but the fact is, eventually you're going to probably find an employee who isn't so trustworthy. And in that case, it's probably a good thing to not give them access to being able to send money from your account. And essentially with a Bitcoin wallet, that's your bank. That's the equivalent of your bank account. It's you taking care of your own bank account. You're in charge of your own security, basically. And so blockchain can help you protect your account by the use of this brand new product that they're offering at blockchain.com. Normally we talk about blockchain.info. That's kind of their everybody site. Blockchain.com is their site for merchants, people like you who might be, you know, operating a point of sale, you know, a retail location where you want to be able to accept Bitcoin from your customers. The new blockchain merchant app allows you to do that, and it allows you to do it with no terms of service. You can do it. You can accept Bitcoin safely, securely, and for free. There's no fee involved with accepting Bitcoin through blockchain.com's merchant app. So go and check it out. It's brand new, and it's at blockchain.com. We continue with your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Then, coming up, Johnny Ray will tell us about an opinion of a bureaucrat, influential bureaucrat, about the e-cigarette menace. First, Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, it's about Donald Sterling. You know, he makes a private racist comment.
Who is this? Is this the NBA guy?
Yes.
Yeah, Los Angeles Clippers guy who, in private, makes a racist comment, and next thing he knows, it's being splattered all over the news, and he's banned from going to NBA games. You know, I mean, he can't even buy tickets and go to the game, from what it says.
Good.
For the rest of his life.
Good.
even though he made the
comment. Look, if you're going to be a racist, it should have consequences, and this is social ostracism. The NBA doesn't have an obligation to do business with this man. They don't have an obligation to allow him to come attend their games. It doesn't matter that he's an owner. He shouldn't be a racist, and now he's experiencing some consequence for that.
And so what they need to do is put up signs at the beer stand saying, you must be 21 to buy beer, but don't blame us. It's the state that makes us do this. And anybody who makes any comment that says they like that law, they don't think the drinking age should be lowered, they're making a hate speech, too. And so they should be banned for life from ever attending any NBA games because they're bigots who hate everybody under 21.
Well, maybe you should try to get on the NBA's board and see if you can make that change. Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. I'm not upset about what's happening to this guy at all. I mean, I barely heard anything about the news except for what I've heard so far on the show here tonight. But I think it's entirely appropriate for people to socially ostracize somebody for having a viewpoint, even if they've tried to keep it private. If you are a private racist and you've managed to tell enough people privately, eventually that info's going to come out, and you deserve to have some sort of consequence.
I don't think he should have to pay anything to the NBA.
He's under agreement.
Under agreement, and he's not allowed to go to a game.
Is he not an owner of the franchise? Well, if he's an owner of their franchise, he's under their franchise terms agreement, and that means he's subject to whatever rules and punishments they have in that agreement.
I guess it's
likely some sort of morals clause or whatever. You are to be of good character.
It just all sounds so breathless to me. These organizations, many of them organizations that help young black people in Los Angeles, have accepted all kinds of this dude's money. The NAACP local chapter in Los Angeles has named him like the guy of the year or something like that.
They were going to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award.
His second, Johnny Ray.
Okay.
you know how you get a Lifetime Achievement Award from the NAACP in Los Angeles?
No.
You give him a buttload of money. That's how you do it. So I don't know. I heard little clips of what this guy said. It was reprehensible stuff, but it just seems like everybody pushed it under the rug because they were all getting payoffs. And I want everybody to give it back. Everybody who's running their yakker about this guy, specifically the NBA, not these young kids. I mean, obviously, I have any problem with them. But the NBA and all their, their breathlessness about it. You know what? Write a check back. You knew what was up from
a
the get go. To this guy.
What does he need money back
give
for?
Give your money back to the bigot because you're stinking two-faced, a bunch of two-faced people. They knew what was up with this guy for years.
You're saying the NBA heads, the brass there, knew that this guy was a racist, and now that it's come out, they're acting like they didn't know?
There was a court case a few years ago where he was being charged with discrimination, housing discrimination, where he said that black people stink and they draw vermin. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. There's not much more racist than that.
Okay.
But people didn't do anything, and they didn't say anything, and it wasn't worth. Now that some NBA stars, because this was about his girlfriend or whatever taking pictures with black people or something. I'm not exactly sure. With Magic Johnson and that kind of thing, right? So it was about, because we have now gone after wealthy basketball players, this is racism.
So you're saying you believe that the NBA knew about his comments before and deliberately ignored them? Or is it possible they didn't know about those comments?
I suppose it's possible.
Is it possible no one brought it to their attention until recently?
It's not very convenient for them to have known either. That's why I suspect them.
Uh-huh. Okay, well,
I'm with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on this one. This is a bunch of bad people pointing their finger at a bad guy, trying to make themselves look good.
That may be true. I mean, the guys behind the NBA may be a bunch of scumbags, too. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't feel sorry for this dude. I mean, he should have not been a racist, and or if he was a racist, should have kept it to his damn self.
Well, what about a lifetime ban? I mean, shouldn't he be able to apologize and be able to go back to games or something?
Sure, maybe he should try that.
It's certainly something to try.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Johnny Ray with a story about the CDC director and his thoughts on e-cigarettes, which are, by the way, under attack. Word is the FDA is going to be regulating them soon. That's what I heard.
CDC director explains what he hates about electronic cigarettes. Karen Kaplan, April 29th, 2014.
I would like to know, what is there to hate about electronic cigarettes? I think they're an amazing invention that has helped people quit smoking.
Yeah. And I think nicotine has been shown by the state of California to cause cancer.
Indeed. So does another like 300 carcinogenic things in cigarettes. So if you eliminate 299 of those things, you know, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. They seem like they're much safer than smoking a regular cigarette.
Sure.
And I think there's a lot of things that that you can do with them if you're maybe trying to quit smoking or turn smoking into something that's a little less damaging. But the director of the CDC does not agree. Of all the threats to Americans' health, a list that includes bird flu, measles, and West Nile virus, few get Dr. Tom Frieden as riled up as electronic cigarettes. As director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Frieden has a ready-made platform for spreading his views about the dangers of vaping. During a visit to the Los Angeles Times on Monday, we asked him why he's so passionate about e-cigarettes. I've treated so many adults who are desperate, desperate to get off tobacco. They all started as kids, Frieden said. I see the industry getting another generation of our kids addicted. To me as a physician, when 1.78 million of our high school kids have tried an e-cigarette, and a lot of them are using them regularly, that's like watching someone harm hundreds of thousands of children. In addition, he said, people have a misconception that the tobacco epidemic is a thing of the past. Tobacco still kills more Americans than any other cause. It still kills more than 1,000 people a day. As a doctor, I can tell you it kills them in really unpleasant ways. Gasping for breath with emphysema, with cancer, with heart disease. What does that have to do with e-cigarettes?
Well, indeed. I think that he's...
e-cigarettes aren't tobacco, number one.
Right.
There's no tobacco involved.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. So, okay, so what he's doing here is he's saying that, look, kids are vaping. I have no evidence of this. I've never seen it happen in my lifetime.
I'm sure it's true.
It's got to be. Somebody has, right? And he says at one point something million.
E-cigarettes are cool, and they're tasty, and there's no reason why a teenager or anybody wouldn't like an e-cigarette.
By the way, some of them don't have any nicotine in them at all, so you can vape without having the nicotine.
It's true. We'll come back with more on this and his thoughts here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. 855-450-FREE. Free talk.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.